愿大家平安。
May the peace be with everyone.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习的题目是蒙大恩的女子。
This evening, the topic for mutual encouragement is a highly favored one. My heart magnified the Lord.
我们要学习有关于主耶稣的肉身的母亲玛利亚的故事。
And we're going to learn about this story from the physical mother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一讲我们要讲我心尊主为大的道理。
And the first thing we need to talk about is the doctrine on my heart magnify the Lord.
首先我们请打开路加福音。
First of all, please turn to Gospel of Luke.
路加福音的第一章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1.
28节。
Verse 28.
路加福音一章二十八节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 28.
天使进去对他说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
And having come in, an angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women.
这里是天使跟童女玛利亚报的一个信息。
So over here, the angel is passing this message to this virgin, Mary.
那怎么形容玛利亚？
So how did the angel describe about Mary?
他说啊，你是个蒙大恩的女子。
The angel said, highly favored one.
什么叫做蒙大恩？
What do we mean by being highly favored?
就是这个人在神的眼中得到很多的恩典。
It means to say that this person received a lot of blessings from God.
或者是神非常的喜欢他。
Or the Lord find much favor in such a person.
因为喜欢他，所以他的人生就不一样。
And because God find favor in this person, her life is different.
所以要学习玛利亚的一生啊，非常的重要。
And that's why it's very important for us to learn from the example of Mary.
因为我们要想不想在神眼中做一个蒙大恩的人。
Because do we want to be highly favored by the Lord?
如果你在你老板眼前呢，是一个蒙大恩的人。
Before your employer, if you are the one who is greatly favored,
哇，你大有前途。
And you have a lot of great future before you.
因为老板喜欢你，会给你机会。
Because your boss likes you, you're going to have a lot of good opportunity.
加薪、升职，什么都不用担心。
You're going to have raises and promotion. You don't need to worry anything.
如果你在客人面前蒙大恩。
If you before your clients, you are in favor.
他看到你就想给你生意，想给你服务。
Whenever the client sees you, they just want to give you business or service.
你就不用担心缺乏。
You don't need to worry about being lacking.
但是在人面前蒙大恩还不够。
But before people, it is not enough of you being favored.
因为人给你的都很有限。
Because whatever man can give you is so limited.
我们要追求在神眼前成为蒙大恩的。
What we have to pursue is that we need to find favor in front of God.
这个是要学习的。
And this takes a lot of learning.
不是运气的问题。
It is nothing to do with your luck.
有人说了，哎呀，这个人常常都运气好。
And sometimes people may say that this person is probably lucky.
做什么都很顺。
He did a lot of things, everything went well.
好像啊，做什么都得到神的祝福。
As if that God is blessing the person all the way.
但其实一个人能不能得神祝福，不是运气的问题。
As a matter of fact, for a person to receive blessing from God, it's not about luck.
是他本身有一些特质，让他可以蒙大恩。
It's all due to a certain a trait of the person that lure the blessings of God.
什么特别重要？要学习有关于玛利亚的这个特质。
Therefore, it's very important for us to learn the characteristics of Mary.
她怎样能够成为蒙大恩的人呢？
So how did Mary found her being favored by God?
这是一个很重要的关键。
And there's a very key point to it.
这是今天的主题。
And this is the very topic of tonight.
因为她的心呢，能够尊主为大。
Because her heart magnified the Lord.
我们看四十六节。
Let's read verse 46.
同一章第一章四十六节。
The same chapter, chapter 1, verse 46.
这里说，玛利亚说，我的心尊主为大。
It says over here, and Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord.
今天我们会围绕着这个主题，玛利亚怎么样尊主为大。
So today we're going to circulate around this topic, how Mary magnifies the Lord.
这个是后来她才变成的一个心态。
And this is the kind of attitude she developed in a later part of her life.
她不是一开始就尊主为大。
She did not magnify the Lord at the very beginning of her life.
经过一些过程。
It takes some process to it.
当天使向她显现的时候
，When the angel appeared to her，
告诉她一个消息
，And told her about this news，
啊，她心里边是很害怕、很惊慌的。
She was very afraid and fearful。
我们看第一章的二十九节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 29。
啊，第一章二十九节。
Chapter 1 verse 29。But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and consider what manner of greeting this was。
当天使向玛利亚显现的时候
，When the angel appeared to Mary，
我们可以想象这个天使一定是非常荣光、荣耀、漂亮。
Imagine about the angels that Mary saw. It's probably very bright, very glorious.
我们知道玛利亚跟你我都一样，可能是一个从小都相信有神的人。
Perhaps we're just likened to Mary. We all believe in the Lord since young.
但是她从来没有见过天使。
But she has never seen an angel before.
她相信有神，但从来没见过神。
She believed that there's God, but she had never seen God herself.
我相信大家坐在这边啊，有没有看过天使的？可以举手看看啊。
I will ask all of you tonight that any one of you have ever seen an angel.
摇头可以举手。
If you ever seen an angel, please raise your hand.
如果没有看过，正常，因为我也没看过。
If you have never seen one, it is quite normal because myself, I have never seen one.
知道有天使，相信有天使。
And I know that, and I believe that there is angel.
甚至知道他，按照圣经他长怎样。
And even though, even according to the recordings in the Bible, we know what angels look like.
但是没看过啊。
But it's just that we have never seen with our physical eyes.
为什么玛利亚会很惊慌呢？
So why was Mary fearful?
二十九节说她很惊慌啊。
Over at verse 29, she said she was so troubled.
这个有原因，因为这是一次第一次的属灵的经验。
So there's a reason to that because there was the very first spiritual encounter of her.
你相信是一回事，你亲眼看见又另外一回事。
On one hand, is that she believes in it, but on the other hand, seeing it is another matter.
或者是很震撼的那种感觉。
It is so astonishing to have seen it.
我相信呢，今天可能是因为我们大部分都没有看过天使，或者是看过神显现。
I believe majority of us today have never seen an angel or ever seen God appearing to us.
我们只是凭信心啊。
And we only believe in faith.
但是因为没看见过，所以很多人没有把神当一回事。
And just because God is invisible, a lot of people treat God very lightly.
把它当空气一样。
And just as if God is likened to the air.
随便。
And you take it very casual.
来教会也是随便便。
And if you come to a church, you find some people are very casual about coming.
啊，迟到的啦，聊天的啦，玩手机的啦。
And they could have come to the church late, or they're playing with their cell phone during service.
但是有一些弟兄姐妹做见证。
And there are some brothers and sisters who bore testimony.
看到聚会的时候啊，神啊，真的派天使在聚会当中。
And they witnessed that God has sent angels in the midst of the service and taking attendance.
站在这个讲台的两边呢，很高的。
And the angels are so tall, they are standing on both sides of a podium.
拿着火的剑。
And then they are taking this sword of fire.
眼睛好像火一样来瞪着来看每一个人。
And their eyes is just like fiery fire. They are staring at all the attendants.
又有弟兄姐妹见证，看到天使在聚会的当中点名啊。
And there are also brothers and sisters who saw angels taking roles during services.
谁有来，谁没来。
And there are some people who came. There are some people who are absent.
有来的有没有专心？也写下来。
For those who came, whether they have paid attention to the sermon, they also make a remark on them.
亲眼看过这些属灵经验的人啊，他们的心中都很惊慌，因为会很震撼。
And a lot of people, when they saw this kind of vision, they are very shocked and they are very troubled by it.
从此之后，对聚会啊，对神啊，非常的认真。
And from then on, all those brothers and sisters who have seen such a vision, they pay much attention to sermons.
当然，听过这种见证、相信神的人也会很认真。
And for those who have listened to this kind of testimony, if you believe in the Lord, you will be attentive as well.
那为什么玛利亚惊慌呢？
And why was Mary troubled?
其实，因为在旧约的人来说啊，看到天使不一定是好的事情。
Because in the Old Testament, for people who have seen angel, it may not be a good thing to have happened.
他们害怕，是不是神的愤怒来了，或者是看到天使我就会死了
？They are just afraid that perhaps it's God's wrath that is coming upon them.
因为神太圣洁了，我怎么可以看到神呢
？Because God is so holy that how can I ever be worthy to see the glory of God.
他一开始可能也搞不清楚这个是天使还是神。
At the beginning, they cannot tell whether that was God or angel himself.
所以啊，天使第一句话就叫他说：“我问你安。”
Therefore, the angel first thing he said was a greeting to her.
他不是说来找麻烦的，或者是来刑罚的，而是问安，就是这个天使是报好消息的。
The angel came to give good news, not to give bad news.
啊，所以呢，就问他说：“主与你同在了。”
So over here, the angel said that the Lord God is with you.
有时候我们跟人家讲话，第一句啊，也要问候人家一下啊，祝福人家一下比较好。
Sometimes it is better to start a conversation by greeting others first.
有一次，当别人是害怕的时候、生病的时候、伤心的时候，你第一句话，主与你同在。
Especially a person when he is in sorrow, when he was in fear or in pain, the first thing to just say is probably a greeting.
这句话呢，会安慰人的心。
And this word can really comfort a person.
那玛利亚听到天使的问候，她反复思想这句话是什么意思。
So when Mary heard the greetings from the angel, she kept on thinking.
啊，所以这个也是玛利亚一个特质。
And this is also a very special character of Mary.
反复思想神的话。
She always consider the words of God.
她不一定会马上明白。
Perhaps she could not understand the words of God right away.
但是她常常把神的话放在心中，反复的思想。
But she always puts the words of God in her heart and always consider.
不是听过就忘。
She did not forget about the words that she have heard.
我问大家，上个礼拜我们学了什么？
And if I were to ask you last week, what have you learned?
可能都忘记了。
Maybe a lot of people already forgot.
但是如果你每天拿来想，想了一个礼拜，你就不会忘记。
But if you were to think about what has been talked about last week all the time, you would recall right away.
所以玛利亚常常思想神的话。
Therefore, Mary always considered the words of God.
这样怎样也让她以后成为这个蒙大恩的女子。
And this is how she has been blessed by God and also found favor in God.
好了，天使接下来讲的话呢，就更震撼。
And in the next, what angel had said was even more shocking.
好，我们看30节到33节。
Let's read from verse 30 to 33.
一章三十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 30 to 33. Verse 30. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Verse 33, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
哇，你看啊，这天使讲了一大堆，我看玛利亚都快晕倒了。
I think Mary must be feeling fainting because there are so many messages came out from this angel.
讲了很多啊，什么大卫啊、至高者啊、什么王国啊，但是我看只有一句话，他听了就快晕倒。
And the angel talked a lot about King David and God being the highest, but there's one thing that she probably paid attention to is that she's going to be conceived.
这是三十一节。
That is over at verse 31.
天使说你呀、会很快就怀孕了。
And the angel said over here, and behold, you will conceive in your womb.
这句话呢，就好像炸弹一样，炸在他心里面，把他炸昏了。
Just like in a bomb that has came upon her.
我们知道当时一个背景。
We know the backdrop of those days.
旧约是圣经里面预言呢、有彰有一个救主。他要降生来拯救以色列百姓。
In the Old Testament, there was a prophecy about a savior, or Messiah that should come about in the future.
把它称为基督或者是弥赛亚。
And it's going to be called Messiah or Christ.
大家听到这个预言啊，有一次所有的女人啊、女子啊，都有一个期待。
And because so many people they heard about this prophecy, so a lot of women they have this hope.
有些年轻的还没结婚的，他还想说，哎，有一天啊。会不会我被选中啊？透过我可以生出这个救主呢
？Especially who those women who is not married yet, they're wishing that someday they become the one who begets Christ.
但是问题是啊，大家从来没有想过。
But there's one question that people never thought of.
有时候你真的是希望得到，你真的得到也会吓一跳啊。
And sometimes if you wish for something, if it actually happened, it shocks you.
但是问题是他没有想过, 玛利亚从来没有想过, 是我还没结婚的时候, 天使就跟我说你会怀孕。
But then Mary has never thought that she's going to conceive because she's never been married.
因为这是很严重的事情。
Because that is something serious to have happened.
我们今天知道整个故事的发展, 当然觉得说, 哇, 玛利亚, 好幸运哦, 被选中了。
So we all know the how this story has evolved. That Mary was lucky enough to be picked.
这是对于当时玛利亚来说了，这个是不能接受的。
But for Mary in those days, this is just unacceptable.
我们看34节。
Let's read verse 34.
34节。
Over verse 34, then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?"
这里玛利亚就说这个不能接受的。So
Mary, what she was saying over here is that this is unacceptable.
为什么？
Why was that?
因为我都还没有出嫁。
Because I have not even married.
这个说中文的翻译是比较含蓄啊。 原文是 I have not known a man. 我根本还没有知道一个男人啊。我连跟男人没有发生过关系啊。我是个童女啊。
In a Chinese translation, which is not that perfect, but in English translation, it says I do not know a man.
在圣经里面认识或是知道一个男人，这代表性关系的意思。
So in the olden days, to have known a man, meaning that you have a sexual relationship with this person.
没有结婚，当然不会性行为啊，在当时很保守。
Of course, if you're not married, you will not have such a relationship with men.
那没有性行为，怎么会生孩子？
If there is no sexual relationship, how can she ever be conceived?
当时玛利亚已经订婚了，许配了，
even though she has already engaged at that time.
虽然现在 天使讲这个事是一件好事。
Of course, when angel said this to her, it's a good thing.
救主要透过我的肚子要生出来。
And Savior is going to come through my womb.
但是问题是这不合理啊！现在这个未婚怀孕、未结婚生孩子，这个不合理的事情。
But this doesn't make sense at all because I have not married yet, and then yet I'm going to give birth to this child.
所以就引到我们今天要思考一个问题。
So this induced to what we are about to discuss this evening.
这是第十一页里面所说的，你对神的话、神的应许啊、神的安排，会不会觉得难以接受？
That's a question for us. That are you sometimes finding it hard to accept the words of God?
神的话、神的旨意、神的安排，
or the will of God, or the arrangements of God.
当然啊，我们每个人都有自己的理性。
Of course, we all have our own rationale.
理性是神给人类的一个特质。
A rationale is something that God has given to us in a special way.
比如说科学来说，
take for instance science.
谁都知道没有发生性行为，女人怎么会怀孕？
We all know that from science, that without sexual relationship, how can a person conceive?
所以科学上是不可能的。
Scientifically, which is not possible.
还有伦理上来说呢，这也不能被人家接受。
And also morally, this is not acceptable at all.
因为没有结婚的人怎么可以怀孕呢？
Because how can a person conceive without getting married?
当时的社会跟现在不一样啊，现在一大堆未婚怀孕的。
In those days, it's just very different from today because today we have a lot of women who conceive without getting married.
但是当时来说呢，是不可以的。
In those days, those are just unacceptable.
如果一个女人没有结婚，肚子都开始大了，那就要被石头打死，因为这个女人肯定是犯了淫乱，跟别人呢不检点。But
the woman will have to be stoned to death if she is found conceived without getting married.
还有呢，她的未婚夫啊，知道一定会把她抛弃的。
And of course, the fiancé were to know, he will definitely abandon the wife.
还有整个家族啊，会以她为羞耻。
And the entire family or will be ashamed by her.
还有她如果被抛弃之后了，以后就不用嫁人了，一辈子都完蛋。
And once she's been abandoned by the husband, she'll never have second chance to get married.
所以科学上是不能接受，伦理上也不能接受。
Therefore, it's unacceptable through scientific knowledge and also unacceptable morally.
还有呢， why me 啊？为什么是选到我？
Sometimes you are asking why me.
有时候吧，表面上看起来是好的事情。
On the appearance, it might seem to be good.
为什么是我？
But why me?
这弟兄姐妹，有时候你会不会觉得发生在你身上的事情难以接受？
Brothers and sisters, sometimes you find things that is unacceptable to you, and you are asking why me?
玛利亚也经过这个阶段了，她心中很挣扎。
And there's so much struggle that Mary has gone through.
但是我们看圣天使怎么给她回答。
And then let's look at how angel replied her.
35节啊,
over at verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God."
当玛利亚问这个怎么可能呢？天使的回答是一样的，这还是可能。
So when Mary said that, how can this ever be possible? The angel still gave the same answer.
因为圣灵的力量会让它发生。
Because the Holy Spirit will allow it to happen.
你的怀孕不是你先生给的，也不是哪里给的，是圣灵直接让你怀孕的。
And the conception did not come from your husband. It came through Holy Spirit.
为什么要圣灵让她怀孕？
And why Holy Spirit make her conceive?
这样生出来的救主才没有原罪啊，才能够救人呢。
This is how the Savior is born without original sin.
基本上这个是一个奇迹，也是一个神的安排。
Of course, this is a miracle in itself and also an arrangement of God.
还有，这神的能力在你的身上。
There is power of God in your body.
天使就跟他说了，你不要以为你不可能，你看你的另外一个亲戚伊丽莎白啊。
And then the angel told her that you should believe because even your relative Elizabeth.
我们看36节。
Let's read verse 36.
36节。
Over verse 36. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren.
天使告诉玛利亚，你不要以为这个不可能。这个很老的人伊丽莎白也是怀孕了。
Essentially, what the angel was trying to tell Mary that do not think that it's impossible, even for a person who is this old and barren, was able to conceive.
所以接下来就是37节，这非常有名的一句话。
And then verse 37 was a very famous verse that we all know.
就是37节说，出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For with God, nothing will be impossible.
我们看看这个对话，真的很美啊，但是对。 当时玛利亚来说也是挺 heavy 的，挺难接受的。
If you look at the conversation, it's quite beautiful, but yet it's something difficult for Mary to accept at that time.
他可能想跟天使讨价还价，说怎么可能这个事，可不可以改一改你的剧本，让我不要那么辛苦啊？
Maybe at one point Mary wanted angel to change his mind. Perhaps it can be altered in some way.
或者跟神讲一讲啊，能不能够 make it easier 啊，弄容易一点呢？
Or maybe the angel can talk to God so that God can make things happen easier.
天使说没关系，神的能力是可以做得到的。
Of course, with the power of God, nothing is impossible.
意思就是你能不能去接受，这是另外一个问题。
So what it means to say that is whether you can accept it is another matter.
有时候我们面对生活中的困难。
Sometimes we encounter difficulties in life.
神帮我们开路了。
And the Lord God has opened a way for us.
或者是神给我们一个机会的。
Or maybe God has given us a chance.
但是当我们真正面对一个机会的时候。
But as we face this chance given.
有时候想说，哎呀，神啊，可不可以不用这个方法？
But sometimes we may ask God, why should we not use this way?
或者是你这样子给我安排，我接受不了。
Or maybe this way is something that I cannot accept.
所以有时候不是神有没有能力，是我们能不能去接受他的旨意。
So at times it's not about the power and authority of God, but rather whether we can accept the will of God.
曾经听过一个姐妹的见证。
And I've heard about this testimony from a sister.
她说啊，她一直为她的婚姻祷告。
She said she always prayed for her own marriage.
她相信啊，神会给她预备。
She believed that God will prepare for her.
但是每一次有人替她介绍的时候。
But every time when someone trying to matchmake,
她就觉得神的旨意怎么会是这样？
And she always questioned herself that how come the will of God is such?
因为她心中有她的理想。
Because she already have some kind of wishes in her.
理想的白马王子，至少不是白马，也不要骑个驴子嘛，啊。
So she has her own ideal spouse. That if he is not that. Prince-like, but at least he's going to be normal.
不用高我两个头，但是也不少比我矮嘛。
And he doesn't have to be way taller than me, but he cannot be shorter than me.
一定要长得怎么样呢？
And he has to look in a certain way.
一定要什么的那种背景啊。
And also have a certain kind of family background.
结果神给他安排一些机会，他一个一个啊拒绝。
And the Lord God has arranged many chances for her, but yet she declined one by one.
到最后啊，他有一个亲戚也是主内的，就跟他讲。
At the very end, there was one of her relative who is also our church member told her.
你这样啊，神给你的机会，一个一个一个你都错过，又拒绝。
You know what? You have been skipping over every chance that the Lord God has given you.
你这样下去啊, 那不用嫁人了。
If you continue to do that, you will never have the chance to get married.
哇, 她就开始反省自己。
Then she began to examine herself.
是不是我坚持什么?
Is there something that I persisted for the long time?
是不是一定要我按照我的方法来完成神的事情?
Or maybe I wanted God to do the things the way that I wanted.
哇, 当她在心中挣扎的时候,
As she was having such a struggle in her heart,
她就很拼命地祷告,
and she prayed very earnestly,
主耶稣开始打开她的心,
and the Lord God opened her heart.
她就决定, 好, 下一个, 无论是怎么样, 我就好好去相亲, 好好去联络, 看看真的是不是神的旨意。
Then she determined that the next brother comes around, I will take a good look at it and pray about it.
不要一看相片, 一知道资料就马上就pass, 马上就拒绝。
And then she will never, she will try not to deny the very first time she saw, sees his picture or knowing his information.
结果神啊, 真的是给他开路。
And then true enough, God has opened a way for her.
当然这是一个例子。
Of course, this is an example.
到最后,她也是在主里面, 嫁在主里面。
At the very end, she got married in the Lord.
为什么她能够这样子?
And why was she able to do that?
因为她不再是坚持自己的什么条件。
Because she no longer insists on her own preference.
我看玛利亚, 她最后听了天使这番话之后呢, 也开始顺服接受神的旨意了。
And just like unto Mary, after listening to so much the angel has said, she finally accepted the proposal.
我们看38节。
Let's read verse 38.
38节。
Verse 38, then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
这句话很重要,代表玛利亚这种心态的改变。
This sentence is very important. It shows that there's a change in the attitude of Mary.
一开始她是拒绝的。
At the beginning, she declined.
神啊, 这个剧本不好吧?
Oh Lord, it's not going to happen this way.
这个对我太离谱了。
This is really far-fetched.
怎么可能呢?
How can it ever be possible?
天使跟他讲了这番话之后,
so after the angel has gone through so much telling her,
他就说, 那就按你的话成就在我身上。
And Mary said, Let it be to me according to your word.
这个叫做顺服跟接受神的旨意。
This is being submissive and this is accepting the will of God.
这个很不容易哦。
This is something very difficult to do.
因为我们每一个人都有自己的想法, 自己的意志,
because we all have our own contemplation and consideration.
自己所坚持的事情,
there are a lot of things that we insist the way that we want.
啊, 那到底什么叫信心呢?
And what do we mean by having faith?
我们常常停留在, 啊, 信心就是相信有神。
And sometimes we only stuck in the stage of faith where we only believe there's God.
这个是最开始的, 我们刚认识神的时候。
That is only happening at the very beginning when you believe in the Lord.
但是当我们信心慢慢进步了,
as we gradually climb up the learning curve of our faith,
神会要求我们学一样东西,
and the Lord God wanted us to learn this.
什么叫信心?
What do we mean by faith?
虽然你不明白,
even though you don't understand it,
但是你还是要去接受遵行神的旨意。
But still, you tell yourself, to submit to the will of God.
虽然看起来神的安排很无理,很奇怪,
even though sometimes the arrangement of God may sound strange or maybe not the way that you want.
你看童女怀孕生子这个历史上根本没发生过啊。
Just like how this virgin conceived, it has never happened in the past history before.
对我来说,对玛利亚来说,这个压力会多大?
And can you imagine how much stress and pressure that is right on right on Mary.
我的人生以后会不会这样就完蛋了?
And will my life just end this way in the future?
她都不明白,
she did not understand everything. There are so much things that she did not understand.
但是什么叫信心?
But what do we mean by faith?
当你还不明白的时候,
when it is the time when you are still not understanding it,
你选择说, 我去接受它。
You choose to accept it.
这个是非常不容易的。
This is very, very difficult.
但我们比较希望的是，我按照我所求的神给我，那我去接受它就太好了。
Now, of course, if God were to fulfill according to what I wish for, it is the best way.
但是神有时候要我们相反的。
But sometimes God will just give you the opposite.
神要我们先放下自己。
And God wanted us to put ourselves down first.
才能够了解他的旨意。
So can you later understand the will of His.
才能够得到神给你预备的。
So will you take up the preparation God has given you.
我们看罗马书12章的第2节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书12章的第2节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
罗马书12章第2节。 12章第2节,
Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这节圣经我们常常读啊,
we often read about this verse.
但是我们这一次再慢一点再看一看到底在讲什么。
But let's read this verse slowly and think about what is in there.
这里是讲怎么样知道神的旨意。
What is talking right in here, this verse, is telling us how we can know the will of God.
我们每个人都想, 啊, 神的旨意是什么? 神要我做什么? 神要我怎么选择?
We always ask the will of God and wanted to know how God want us to do things.
好像大家都很喜欢知道神的旨意。
And as if that everyone is so interested in knowing the will of God.
但问题是, 就算你知道, 你愿意去顺服吗?
But question lies at whether you have submissiveness to God.
神这个旨意是跟你所想的是相反的时候，你能够接受吗？
And if this will of God is right, it's just the opposite of what you think.
这里告诉我们,
will you accept it?
你要先放下自己。
Over here, what is trying to tell us that we need to put ourselves down first.
你要先愿意顺服。
And you must be willing to submit yourself first.
你有这个心，才会慢慢的知道神的旨意。
It is only when you have this kind of heart can you gradually understand the will of God.
因为你不要学世界,
you should not conform yourself to the world.
世界就是叫你做一方面的事情。
What this world is telling you is that you do the way that the world wants you to do.
告诉自己, 我不要学世界, 我要顺服神。
Telling yourself that you should not follow this world, but conform to the Lord.
当你决定要顺服的时候, 神就慢慢让你看到, 诶, 他的旨意, 他的安排是怎么样啊?
As you submit yourself to the Lord, you will gradually see the will of God.
你看, 玛利亚根本不晓得什么是神的旨意。
Mary did not know the will of God at all.
她以后的人生会变得怎么样, 她一点都不知道。
She has no clue how later part of her life is going to end up.
但是她就选择, 好吧, 天使这样讲, 那就顺服吧。
But then she chose to accept what angels has told her.
在顺服之后, 慢慢一步一步, 神的安排就出来了。
After she submitted to God, gradually she find the blessings of God that came along the way.
所以关键啊, 她怎么成为蒙大恩的人?
Therefore, the key point is that how did she become a person who found favor in God?
就是放下自己。
That is to put oneself down.
顺服啊。
To submit.
听过一个故事，这是一个小朋友跟一个花瓶的故事。
And there's a story. It's a story about a child and also a vase.
话说有一个小朋友,
and there's a child.
有一天呢, 把手伸到一个花瓶里面。
One day, stick his hand into this vase.
然后他卡住了，出不来。
And then his hand got stuck in this vase, wasn't able to get out of it.
大人就很紧张啊。
Of course, he was very panicked.
哎呀，怎么弄都没有办法把他的手抽出来。
It doesn't matter how he worked around his hand with a vase, he just cannot draw it out.
这个小朋友又紧张又哭，大人又很紧张。
And then he was so panicked that this child cried.
然后到最后大人没有办法了，好了，拿一个锤把那个花瓶敲破。
At the very end, there was no choice but to hammer it and break it.
啊，敲破了之后了，才发觉为什么小朋友的手卡住出不来。
And after breaking the vase, they found the reason why the hand of this child wasn't able to get out of the vase.
原来啊，小朋友手里面抓住一颗糖果啊。
Because in the hands of this child, he was grabbing this candy.
他不想放啊。
And he didn't want to let it go.
啊，不想放的时候，那个拳头抓住，那个当然就拉不出来。
So when he did not want to let the candy go, therefore, he could not draw his own hand out of the vase.
所以糖果是拿到了，但是花瓶就破了。
Of course, he already gotten this piece of candy, but yet the vase was broken.
没有错，有时候啊，下一页就告诉我们，不愿意放下自己啊，在神面前谦卑顺服，往往我们就是得不偿失。
It is true, just like into what the next illustration suggests. is that if we're not able to put ourselves down, sometimes you lose way more than what you gain.
啊, 我的过去,
sometimes my past.
我的想法,
sometimes my thought.
我最爱的东西,
sometimes the things that I love.
哎, 你抓住啊, 你不放啊,
and you just hold on to them, you didn't want to let it go.
你可能失去的更多啊,
and perhaps you will lose way more than you gain.
可是玛利亚, 她选择, 好吧, 虽然我不能明白, 甚至不是很认同, 但是我选择, 天使你这样讲, 我就 let it be, 啊, 就这样吧。
As for Mary, even though she did not understand the will of God, but yet she accept what angel has told her.
啊, 她没有想到啊, 这一步就带来她以后成为蒙大恩的人一个最关键的方面。
And little did she know that her choice has brought her so much blessing along the way.
今天我们愿意放下自己吗?
And today, are we able, are we willing to put ourselves down first?
非常难。 非常难一件事.
I know it's very difficult. It is so difficult.
就是主耶稣所说的所谓的舍己, 你要 deny yourself, 你要舍己.
It is just likened to what the Lord Jesus said that you have to deny yourself.
你没有放下自己, 舍弃自己, 没有办法走天国道路.
If you don't deny yourself, there's no way of you walking on this path to heaven.
没有办法得到神的祝福.
There's no way of you receiving any blessings from God.
所以我们一定要学习放下自己.
Therefore, we have to learn to put ourselves down first.
那不单止玛利亚放下了自己,
not only Mary put herself down first,
她还进到第三步, 她要尊主为他,
and she has also transcended to the third level, which is
to magnify
the Lord.
我们看一章的46节,
let's read the Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 46.
玛利亚一章46节,
chapter 1 verse 46, and Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord.
哇, 这句话非常的美, 非常的值得我们学习。
This statement is so beautiful and something that we need to learn.
玛利亚说, 我的心啊, 真主为大。
Mary said over here, my soul magnifies the Lord.
真主为大呢, 这个字的原文呢, 就是把主放大。
The original text meaning of this word magnify means to enlarge the Lord.
他把神放得很大很大。
So you enlarge the Lord to such a large size.
把自己, 啊, 放, 就变得很小了。
And then suddenly you find yourself so minute.
我们知道啊, 有放大镜啊, 有个你看不懂,这个字太小了。 哪个放大镜, 放大一下就很大了。
And we know that sometimes you cannot see this little print on the book. And then as you use a magnifying glass, you can immediately see it in a larger way.
你手机也是啊, 你手机现在有放大的功能嘛, 这个字太小,你可以把它弄大弄大, 这个字啊, 非常大。
Same thing like your smartphone, you are able to enlarge the characters or pictures with both of your fingers.
要眼睛不好,要老花,要散光,要蒙啊, 所以有时候字都放得很大,才看得清楚。
Sometimes our eyes are getting old, or our eyesight is not that great, we're not able to see things well.
所以放大很重要。
Therefore, magnification is very important.
不放大,看得不清楚。
If you don't magnify, you just cannot see it clearly.
但是问题是,我们愿不愿意
But the real problem is that are we willing to magnify the Lord?
我们有时候把自己放大,
sometimes we only magnify ourselves.
常常把自己放大,
and we often magnify ourselves.
哦,我的想法,
my thought about this.
有一些人开会啊, 坐下来啊, 讲一堆, 都是我的想法, 我认为, 我觉得, 我看见我什么。
There are some people when they are in the meeting, they kept on saying about their own thoughts.
有一些人跟着讲话说, 哎呀, 你看我啊, 我做了什么, 我会什么, 我什么?
And there are people also said, there are so much things that I know about this, and what did I do this and that.
也没有办法, 这个社会, 这个文化, 就是告诉我们说, 你要把自己放大, 别人才不会把你看扁。
That is unfortunate because in this society, the only way to survive for the fittest is to always magnify your own ability.
所以我们这一代啊, 用的电话都是 iPhone, iPad, i什么, 都是所谓的自我的一代啊。
And therefore, in this day and age, we all use iPad, iPhones. All of these devices is only proving our selfness, egoism.
个人都有自己的, 我不用跟你分享, 我看我的, 也不要管我。
And I don't want to share with anyone else. I just want to do my own thing.
啊, 现在的人就是把自己放大。
People in these days is only magnified.
为什么家庭那么多问题?
And why is there so much problem in a family?
夫妻为什么常常吵架?
And why couples always fight?
因为两夫妻都放大自己啊，你听我，你听我，大家都说你听我，那谁听谁？
Because both husband and wife, they magnify themselves. So who is going to listen to who?
朋友之间也很多冲突。
Among friends, there are also a lot of conflicts.
为了是利益，一点点的， 哇， 这吵架。
Or even for a little bit of conflict of interest, people fight.
为了一些小的事情都翻脸了。
Or small little Mickey Mouse things that people fight over.
因为你伤害了我的自尊呢。
Because you already hurt my integrity.
你讲句话,
and there's one thing that you said that I'll never forget.
就我很重要, 你伤害了我,
and because you harm me, therefore we can never be friends again.
没有错,
and it's true, it is your choice, you can do that. But as you magnify yourself, you will never see the grace of God.
你就发觉啊,
and you'll find that there are so many problems surrounding your life.
心中啊没有平安。
And you'll never have peace in your heart.
那为什么玛利亚会选择把神放大呢？
And why did Mary choose to magnify the Lord?
其实啊，她有一个很重要的关键，因为有一个人鼓励了她。
In fact, there is one key point because there's someone who encouraged her.
啊，这是伊丽莎白。Who
is by the name of Elizabeth?
伊丽莎白是她亲戚。
And Elizabeth was her relative.
她听说伊丽莎白啊，年纪一大把了，已经可能很老了，已经可能都不可能生孩子了。结果听说她怀孕六个月。And
she knows that.
天使说的。
And the angel said that Elizabeth was her relative, and she was in her old age, and she was barren. How can she ever be conceived?
所以她就想要去看看伊丽莎白到底怎么回事。
Therefore, she wanted to pay a visit to Elizabeth to see. What actually happened?
啊，这个年纪大的女人，我的亲戚竟然要生孩子了。
For this old age woman, and she was barren, and she was about to give birth to a child.
这个伊丽莎白鼓励她。
So then Elizabeth, encouraged her.
我们看41节。
Let's read verse 1. Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 41. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greetings of Mary, and that the babe leap in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
42节.
Verse 42, then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
43节.
Verse 43, but why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
44节.
For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy.
45节.
Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord.
哇，伊丽莎白这番话勉励了玛利亚。
And this is the very encouragement that Elizabeth has given Mary.
这些话应该也是圣灵感动伊丽莎白讲出来的。
Of course, this words has been given to Mary through Holy Spirit.
他说你是在妇女当中是有福的，最有福的那一个。
Because you are the most blessed among all women.
还有你相信，你要相信，那你是女子里面最有福的。
And then you need to believe that you are the most blessed among women.
啊，讲了三次，有福，有福，有福。
And then she said it for three times that she will be blessed.
神的话要在你身上应验。
That the words of God will reveal on you.
这个勉励的话很重要。
And this words of encouragement is so important.
在一个人遇到瓶颈、遇到困惑的时候，你找谁讲话非常重要。
When a person who is puzzling or a person who is at a bottleneck of things,
你找一个没有信心的人哦，跟他谈哦，他就说：“哈，这种事情也来晚了，不要开玩笑了。”
And it's very important of how you encourage the person. Because if you don't have faith yourself, you could have said something that is unsuitable.
可能赶快，你跟天使说，赶快cancel，不要不要不要选我，选别人。
And perhaps Mary may quickly said to angel, please just cancel the whole thing. I just don't want to do it.
她自己没信心，怎么会勉励你？
And if she did not have the faith, how can she encourage someone else?
但是这个伊丽莎白很有信心。
But then Elizabeth has faith.
她说你有福气。
She said, you're blessed.
神选到你啊。
Because the Lord God has chosen you.
你要在你身上这个神的话应验。
And it is on you that the will of God will be fulfilled.
他说我连你一来啊，我这个我里面也有一个六个月的啊，我里面这个都在跳啊，我厉害啊。
And when you come, the babe leap in my womb will for joy.
还有他说呢，你是我主的母啊，43节。
And over at 43, it says that the mother of my Lord should come to me.
你的这个还没有生出来，就是我的主了。
And before the child is born, it's already my Lord.
本来伊丽莎白辈分比较高一点。
Of course, Elizabeth is much elder than Mary. And she is much senior in age than Mary.
伊丽莎白看到玛利亚都要敬她三分，我主的母。
And even for Elizabeth, when she saw Mary, she paid respect to Mary because she's going to give birth to the Lord.
这个准没错，这个天使讲的话一定要应验。
Of course, whatever angel has said is going to be fulfilled.
虽然接下来的可能是一条很辛苦的路,
even though the path going forward is going to be a hard one.
但是看起来越来越明显了，是神的旨意。
But then gradually they could see this very clearly.
所以玛利亚最后就说出 46节那句话。
Therefore, Mary said this in verse 46.
我把神放大吧。
Then Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord."
这句话很重要。
This statement is very important.
当你愿意把神放大,
as you are willing to magnify the Lord,
神的能力就放大,
and the power of God will be magnified.
神的恩典就放大,
and the grace of God will be magnified.
那条路就越来越大,
and this path will be widened.
因为你把神放大, 所以什么都变大。
Because as you magnify the Lord, everything will be magnified.
当你把神放大, 你的困难就变得小。
As you magnify the Lord, all those difficulties that you encounter will suddenly become small.
哎呀，这个没有问题的，只有是神要我去做的，没有问题的了。
There's no problem with this. As it is the will of God, I will just do it.
我未婚夫怎么看我？ 哎呀，不管他了，这神交给神的。
It doesn't matter how my fiance is going to look at me. I will just do it.
我肚子越来越大怎么办？ 哎呀，这个也不去想了。
And my tummy is getting bigger by the day, but I don't care.
他把神放大。
And she already magnified the Lord.
困难就变小了。
And all those difficulties have suddenly become small.
但是相反的, 如果你选择把问题放大,
but in the other hand, if you choose to magnify the problem,
你就一定很害怕, 不敢踏出去。
And you will suddenly find yourself very fearful to take the first step out.
我不敢, 我不能, 我没办法。
You know what? I'm so afraid, I just don't want to do it.
啊, 我一定会失败的。
And I'm going to fail.
啊, 当然你这样想的话, 当然就会失败啊。
Of course, when you think that way, you're for sure going to fail.
所以玛利亚把神放大，把自己缩小，变小。
So Mary has magnified the Lord, and then she has made herself small.
其实啊，把自己缩小很重要。
Of course, it is very important for us to shrink ourselves.
你看我这个图啊，我这一句话中文呢，将神放大，将什么缩小，将自己啊，只是自己把它弄得很小，像蚊子一样，你都看不到。
And so, just likened to this illustration that I provide, if you were to magnify the Lord, then you will find yourself very small.
把自己放缩小啊！哎呀，我的想法。
And shrink yourself, shrink your own thoughts and ways of doing.
我同不同意神的安排？哎呀，没关系了，我是很小嘛，神安排神做了就好了。
Whether if I agree to whatever the arrangement was, I'm just so small, I'll just accept it.
我被人家看不起，我肚子被人家笑，没有关系啦，这个神的这个计划能够成全就好了。
Maybe people look down upon me on my tummy that is getting bigger by the day, but doesn't matter as long as the Lord bless me.
所以他就将神放大，他自己就变小了。
So as she magnified the Lord, she became small.
啊，所以啊，这个这是很美的一段。
And this is quite a beautiful passage.
大家，我们今天思考一下自己。So
today we need to think about ourselves.
我们从玛利亚身上学到什么？
What have we learned from Mary?
其实蒙大恩的女子啊，圣经强调是女人啊。
As a matter of fact, a highly favored one. It is a highly favored woman.
虽然按照道理来说，男人是头。
Even though that according to the teaching of the Bible, man is the head of the family.
这实际上来说呢，女人的影响力更大。
But in fact, the influence that comes from women is much greater.
你看旧约第一个女人。
Take for instance, the first woman in the Old Testament.
因为她的不顺服。
And because of her, she did not submit to the Lord.
自己吃的禁果，还喂给她老公吃，老公也傻傻的就都听她话，就吃了。
And she ate the forbidden food, yet she asked her husband to eat, so they all ate.
所以第一次的失败是女人引起的。So
the first failure of all human began from women.
所以男人很辛苦，也没办法。
Therefore, it is unfortunate that man has to suffer.
但是新约开始了。
But then, from New Testament and on.
因为一个女人的顺服。
Because of the submissiveness of this woman.
救主可以来到世上。
That this Savior was able to come to this world.
替神来开。 被神来用来完成这个救恩的一个部分。
And then to be used by the Lord to be part of this salvation scheme.
你愿意成为蒙大恩的女子吗？
And do you or are you willing to be this highly favored one?
我们的唱诗。
Let's sing him.
339首。
Please sing him number 339.